Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're bumped up against the end of July. We are on, unfortunately, the back half of our summer. God, I hear all these ads for school, back to school already, and I don't have kids in school, but man, it just makes me feel like this thing is blowing by. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and this is the Grilling Guys. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves, and we're here to just maybe help your weekend get off to a tastier start. Maybe make you look a little bit better in front of your grill or smoker or your girl, and just kind of sauce it up a little bit.
Yeah. So what'd you do this week? Anything good?
You know, it's the ongoing house project that seems to, it's actually making progress, but when you live in it, it's been a year now, and when you live in a construction zone, you just sort of get used to it, and you don't notice the progress. But you came over last weekend, and you could probably see some progress.
Oh, huge.
I can't see it.
It'd been a month or two since I'd been over, and the floors were done, and your master suite is done, and those were all in limbo the last time I was
okay.
There. So,
well, I made this big butcher block top for my island, and it's massive. It's like 40 inches wide, 9.5 feet long, and I ganged together a bunch of hickory and oak and wood from my land, and some sassafras from my buddy, and I bought some cherry at Tontin, and I made a couple of 20-inch, 9-foot-long sections, and I took them down to Tontin Lumber, and he planed them for me, and because I don't have a planer that big. And a planer's just something that goes across your wood and levels it off. And anyway, got it on, mounted it, stained it, varnished it, and it looked less than I was ready to accept. So
really?
I spent a day stripping it back down in my kitchen, stripping it down and redoing it. And now I've got a couple coats of, I went with a marine grade varnish and I cut it with some tung oil and some mineral spirits. And I've been doing coat after coat, steel wool coat after coat. And I'm totally happy with it now.
Finally. Getting a little luster to it.
Beautiful,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're missing before.
Well, you know, and I defer to my best girl to let her choose the products and colors, and she wanted to try this product that I feared was a problem because it was the stain and varnish in one, and against my better judgment, I did that, and that's why I ended up stripping it.
Yeah,
those
so you
don't
had to
work.
Resand it all down and start over.
Yeah,
it hadn't sunk in enough that you could get it out.
No, and it was really cool. I went and bought a new sander at Home Depot, and it has a bag on it. It's one of these rotary sanders, first one I've ever owned. It's got the round discs and the Velcro, but I hooked it up to our central vac hose, and I sanded right in the house, and I didn't get any dust anywhere. It was
that's
wonderful.
Nice. Yeah. Good for you. Well, I had a experiment go kind of wrong. I had to go out of town on business, and I had some 2 dozen chicken thighs, skinless, boneless chicken thighs, that I wanted to get done on the barbecue, and I didn't get it done before I left. But I'd brined them, okay? Mm. So I put them in the brine, the salt, sugar, a little bit of oil.
And then you left for a few days?
No. I had them in the brine for about 6 hours, which is what I wanted. Well, I took them out of the brine, didn't get a chance to cook them. So I put them on like a baking rack and let them dry off, right? Then I put them in a big Ziploc bag and just shoved them in the refrigerator. They were fine. They kept okay. But I took them out, and last Wednesday, I took them out after I got back from my business trip.
So they had been brined and then refrigerated for how long?
3 days.
Okay.
I brined them on Sunday. I cooked them on Wednesday. And
jerky?
No. Really salty. And I don't know what happened, but my brine was not any more salty than it normally was. And I used a little Memphis profile that's got a hint of salt in it, but not really. I mean, it's not a salty dry rub, but I put those things on the smoker and dusted them with that rub, and man, they were almost unedible.
The dogs liked them?
Yeah, exactly, because it was just super salty.
That stinks.
Yeah, and there's 24 of them, of course, because
yeah.
I make them up, and we chop them up and use them for salads and stuff and everything. And it's a quick meal. When you get home, you can put diced chicken in anything.
Yeah, if you've never done a skinless, boneless chicken thigh, which Jop is talking about, you got to try it because it's the most forgiving piece of meat in the world.
Right.
Except this time.
Right, yeah. I've never ever had a problem with it.
It can punish you if you brine it for 4 days.
And I suppose that brine was on there that long, and it just, whatever it absorbed, just got a chance to work more or something.
That's weird.
It was weird. I was really caught off guard with it. Because
you might have accidentally put more salt in there than you thought.
It must have been something. I mean,
did you measure the salt?
I do. It's salt to sugar, and I'm one salt to three sugars. Is usually in my brine, and then I put a little smoky soy in this one.
More salt.
Yeah, which is that might have been it right there. That might have been it.
Yeah, I do the low sodium soy.
Yeah,
because I don't want to end up on blood pressure medicine for one thing.
Yeah,
and I think salt. You know, I tend to be a salt freak. I love it.
Right.
So I haven't totally eliminated salt, but it's not something you want to go too heavy on.
Yeah.
I'm now 61 years old, and I'm going to the doctor more often and being safe. And my blood pressure's kind of on the border, sometimes good, sometimes a little on the border. And so that salt, I'm whacking it.
Right.
I'm real happy to – why don't you announce our new sponsor?
Oh, yeah, Better Made, the snack family out of Metro Detroit has joined the Grilling Guys. Welcome aboard, Chip fans. You're going to love this place because Barbecue Bob and I will be doing some sampling at random places throughout the rest of the fall and early winter. And then we'll also be having the infamous Sal Cipriano, who you've heard on the radio on other stations and shows, I'm sure, that he's a great ambassador for the brand. He's the president and CEO of the organization, and they're going to be joining us this week. You'll hear some of their ads on our show, and then we'll have Sal on over the next couple of weeks. We'll get him scheduled and get him on the show. So,
you know, I met my bride in 82, and when I first met her, of course, I'm getting indoctrinated to their family and the whole Dearborn scene. And one of the things that was very obvious to me was that there was nothing other than Lebanese food and being Irish and Lebanese. There was nothing bigger in that family than Better Made chips.
Right.
They were cultish about it. And to the point where they weren't even in West Michigan back then.
Right.
So when we'd go to Detroit, we would bring back bags of Better Made. And honestly, they are the best chip you'll ever eat.
Yep.
And I can see why they liked them so much. Kind of like Verner's, you know.
Right.
We were where I grew up north in Hersey, Michigan. There was a Verner's plant right on the Hersey River.
I see.
And Verner's was, I mean, that was, you didn't drink ginger ale unless it was Verner's.
Right.
That was just it. And the same thing in Detroit. It's Verner's. You can go down Verner Avenue.
Right. Yeah. So these chips are, I was doing a little research on the company because I want to, you know, halfway sound intelligent when mm-hmm. we have this guy on the phone. And they said in the 1930s and 40s, there were over 50 potato chip manufacturers in the Metro Detroit area.
Oh, my gosh.
There's one now, and it's Better Made.
Wow.
Yep. They've all gone by the wayside, the little small businesses that have been bought up or
sure.
merged or whatever.
Sure.
But Better Made has made it through from the beginning to the end. So they're the oldest chip manufacturer in Michigan.
So, well, we've got a lot of potatoes, and they get all their potatoes from West Michigan.
That's what they said.
So that's really cool.
Absolutely.
So support our sponsors. Better Made Chips goes great with barbecue.
That's right.
And beer.
Speaking of barbecue, we're going to be talking a little bit of ribs for the rest of the show. So sticky with us. We'll be back.
You're up on cover, so discreet. Why don't they do what they say?